According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the incident happened Friday night when Janesville police responded to a 911 call regarding an armed person in the 1200 block of North Park Street in the city of Janesville. The person reportedly refused to exit the residence. Two other people were unable to safely exit the residence. An officer discharged their weapon, striking the armed person. That person died at the scene due to their injuries. The Wisconsin Department of Justice continues to investigate the incident. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Mostly cloudy with some showers, possibly even a thunderstorm later this afternoon into this evening. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain here later today through tonight. Our high 55, the wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 34. Tomorrow, we'll have sunshine with a high of 51. If you have issues with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193 is the number. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35. 99.7.
Scandal Now with Patty Smythe on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, Finn, there is nothing that I love to talk about more in this world than cookies. They're my all-time favorite thing, by the way. And right now, we are in prime Girl Scout cookie season. I don't know if you knew this or if you've got supply. Okay, yeah. All right. Make sure you got your supply ready because they're actually selling Girl Scout cookies right now through March 24th. So you got plenty of time to get those cookies.
Girl Scouts, I know, right?
Like they're the best. So the Girl Scouts website lists 13 different cookies this year, but not all of them are available everywhere. And according to this, most of us only really care about 8 of the different kinds that you can get from the Girl Scouts. So Google Trends actually looked at the top cookie that people in all 50 states have searched for the most over the past month. So here are the 8 Girl Scout cookies that actually made the cut, okay? Adventure Fools are number one. They're those brownie and caramel cookies that debuted a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. They're a hit because they're number one in 25 states. That includes 4 of the 5 biggest states, California, Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania. who doesn't love an adventure fall? I mean, it's not the Thin Mint, but I get it. Yeah. They're delicious. Yeah. Raspberry Rallies are also a big hit across the country. They're the new one that just got added, again, I think last year is when they put them on the list. And they're the top search in 9 states. Minnesota, including here in Wisconsin, Tennessee, Alaska, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Maryland. I can always go down for a raspberry cookie. Corey's Graham used to make raspberry pinwheels. And I have the recipe for that hanging on my wall, but there's a lot of things that have to happen, like shortening and raising of dough, and I have not ever been adventurous enough to take on the pinwheels, but I feel like after reading this, because raspberry rallies are so big in Wisconsin, I might need to, like, you know, dive into the raspberry pinwheel cookie making kitchen and try these out. But I should just go buy Girl Scout cookies, quite honestly. It'd probably be a whole lot easier.
I'm not sure I have given those a fair shake, because I'm not a huge, I mean, raspberry's okay, but they're just not my thing.
Corey loves raspberry. Yeah. Corey loves raspberry, and I think it's a nostalgia thing. Growing up in the UP, his grandma had wild raspberry bushes that grew in front of her house in the ditch. So one of the things they used to go do is pick wild raspberries, and then Graham would clean them and make them into jam, or they'd eat them for dinner or whatever it might be. So I think for him, it's a nostalgia thing. Yeah, absolutely. So I could try the raspberry pinwheels that Graham made so wonderfully, and my husband will tell me do not taste like hers, or I could just go get raspberry rallies, which I think is a whole better option, quite honestly.
But if you got those, would you try to pass them off as your own?
I won't even try that kind of stuff.
It's not cool because it's a Girl Scout cookie. But
I would not even try that, because they won't look like anything that I would ever make. They're going to be pretty. They're not going to be blobby. They're going to be gorgeous. And he knows
so
very well.
He would know right away anyway.
He would. I am not a baker. I am a cook. I do not bake. I do not love to bake even. Tagalongs also made it to the Google Trends list. They're also called peanut butter patties in some areas. 4 states love these: Florida, Indiana, Iowa, and Oregon. Then, of course, you have the Thin Mints on the list, which my favorite, your favorite. Who doesn't love a Thin Mint? Just the right amount of mint to chocolate without being too overpowering. They are absolutely glorious. Mm-hmm. They're still the most popular, but apparently we don't feel the need to Google them these days. Well, why would you? They're a staple.
We know what they're all about.
Exactly. They're the top 3 in just 3 states: Washington, Missouri, and Vermont. Samoas, or the Caramel Delights, also comes in on this list at number 5, also in 3 states, in Idaho, Wyoming, and Alabama. Then you have the Toast Yays that come in at number 6 for the Girl Scout cookies. They're those French toast-inspired cookies that just got added to a few markets back in 2021. They're the top search in Montana, Kansas, and Rhode Island. That's okay if you want a French toast cookie.
I like chocolate.
So I'm always going to go for the stuff with chocolate first before I try anything else. Just how I am.
Yeah.
S'mores comes in at number 7 on the list. Arizona is the only state searching for them the most, which is interesting. I mean, it's kind of warm in Arizona. They probably don't make a lot of s'mores over bonfires and things like that, like we do in other parts of the country. So I guess that checks.
Yeah.
Lemon Ups comes in at number 8, the final cookie on this list. They're the most searched Girl Scout cookie in South Carolina. Now, just as a general rule, I'm not a huge lemon fan in general. Never really. I like lemon meringue pie. Not my favorite. I don't really like anything with a lemon center. It's not I don't hate it, but it's definitely not my go-to. But I would try a Lemon Up. And I know several people who say these are awesome. So there you go. I would definitely try them. Now, the 5 cookies that did not make the cut on Google Trends include the Trifles, the Lemonades, Do-Si-Dos, or peanut butter sandwich cookies, gluten-free Toffee-Tastic cookies, and the gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookies. I just love that the Girl Scouts have expanded their market to include cookies that everybody can eat if you have to be gluten-free for some reason. So it gives everybody an option to enjoy a delicious Girl Scout cookie.
See,
everybody gets
that
option.
Gluten-free, and then you don't have to feel bad about it.
I don't know. When it comes to Girl Scout cookies, I'm just diving into the Thin Mint and calling it a day. I'm just like, I don't even care. I don't care how my stomach feels afterwards. I'm diving into the Thin Mints, and I'm like, I'm going to embrace this.
So worth it.
That's right.
Yes.
If you're going to go big, you might as well go all the way, right? Like, that's just how I feel about these things, how I feel about a Girl Scout cookie, that's for sure. Although I am a big Samoa or Caramel Delight fan as well. I like a little coconut on my cookie. I think they're delicious. Yeah, I know that's good. Not for everybody. I know it's not mm-hmm. for everybody. And there are several stores now who make their version of the Thin Mint or the Samoa. They're not the same.
They're
not everything is created equal, by the way. So you got to be a little careful with this cookie stuff and make sure you're getting the originals and find the cutest little Girl Scout you absolutely can, because she wants to make her goal and get her badge. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. how you got to do this stuff. And I know Girl Scout, don't the Girl Scouts have like online sales now and stuff too? I always find a Girl Scout. Like, you can always find a Girl Scout this time of year. So I don't actually have experience. But I think they do like online orders now too, I believe.
Yeah. Sometimes they're at the front of grocery stores selling.
Yeah. And how can you resist their sweet little faces and their cute little voices? Yeah. And they're so polite about it. And then they're wearing their little vests, and all they really want is to add more badges to it. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I'm also a sucker for a Thin Mint. So
yeah.
Exactly. I'm a sucker for a Thin Mint. So you're always going to get me when you, if you can pull out a box of Thin Mints when I hand you my money and give me my Thin Mints when I walk out of the store, I'm a sucker. You're going to probably have a pretty big sale when you see Maddie Jones coming your way. I'm just saying. Because I'm a sucker for cute faces and Thin Mint cookies.
It's our Achilles heel, right?
It really is. I mean, it could be worse in this world, right? Than the Thin Mint.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right? We could do way worse than Thin Mints. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. If we haven't made you sufficiently hungry this morning. And we did our best to make sure that we did just that.
Girl Scouts are going to clean up, hopefully.
My goodness. Get your Girl Scout cookies. Again, they're on sale this year until March 24th. And I've seen people online posting about, we have Girl Scout cookies here. You could get your Girl Scout cookies here. So if you're not in any of those community chats, you should be, because it's going to tell you where you can get your Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. It's also going to tell you what's going on the Highway 33 reconstruction project, by the way. The complaints that are still coming from people. It is just crazy to me. They're doing a job, people. They're fixing the road so that we can get everywhere without losing a front wheel. And let's just let them do their job. It's going to be a while, but it needs to be sorely and sadly done. So we got to let them do their work. Highway 33 reconstruction project. If you're over on Facebook and don't spell out highway, it's actually abbreviated HWY. Shows you the map of precisely where they're working right now. It shows you precisely what streets are open, which streets are closed, what intersections you can get through. It's actually a very handy little deal, so you don't run into blockades everywhere if you just follow what they're telling you. So Girl Scout cookies and complaining about road construction. Life in Wisconsin, folks. There you go. We know how to live it up. Corey and I are getting progressive glasses. The rest of us were complaining about road construction. My goodness.
Tis the season.
Let's see. We got to take a look at the forecast right now. Not nearly as warm today as what we saw yesterday. Still not bad, though. Highs in the 50s. And that's pretty much what we're going to see for a good portion of this week. We'll keep you updated on all the latest here at 99.7 Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, March 9th, it's the 39th annual Reedsburg Fire Department Team Bowling Tournament. This one-day-only event will be happening at Brewster's Lanes. Bowling will happen in three different shifts. The noon shift still has availability. Visit Reedsburg Fire Department on Facebook for all the details or go to ReedsburgFire.org. Also on Saturday, March 9th, it's the 12th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This is happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, 545 North Oak Street in Reedsburg. Free admission for the event is 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th. Food and process demos will be happening in the gym. Get more details by checking out Food Fair 12th Annual Sacred Heart School Gym on Facebook. It's time for the annual Baraboo Kiwanis Pancake and Egg Breakfast. This event is going to take place on Sunday, March 10th from 8 a.m. until noon. $7 for adults. Kids eat for $3. Ticket sales will be supporting things such as the Baraboo Riverwalk, scholarships, Camp Wabik, Boys and Girls Club, Kids Ranch, Giving Tree, and more. And again, this is on Sunday, March 10th, 8 a.m. until noon at Baraboo High School. Baraboo Kiwanis.org for more details.
XL Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. XL Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
Maximum hits.
And more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Modern Love, there's David Bowie, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us on your Monday. We always appreciate it. Hopefully the day is treating you well so far. Now, if you're one of those people who loves to get up in the morning and have a cup of coffee first thing, well, you might want to file this one under Tell Me You're a Morning Person Without Telling Me You're a Morning Person. There's a sleep expert out there by the name of Dr. Deborah Lee that says drinking coffee the minute you wake up may not actually be your best bet. I know there's a lot of people right now who are horrified and shocked that we would actually say these words out loud. She says that when you wake up, your cortisol level is at peak. That's your primary stress hormone that enhances alertness and focus. It also regulates your metabolism and immune system response. So if you drink coffee at that point, it may actually be doing more harm than good, and it's even possible that you could become immune to caffeine. Cortisol follows a rhythm specific to your own sleeping cycle, and that explains why your energy peaks in the morning and you get more tired at night. Well, speak for yourself, doctor. It's probably why I like to fall asleep about mid-afternoon. Now, Dr. Lee says that the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning when your cortisol levels have begun declining and you first feel your energy slump. If you wake up at 7 a.m., that might be 10 a.m. or even noon for you. But even waiting 45 minutes after you get up is better than having it first thing. That said, another doctor and sleep expert says that, quote, there really is no scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing in the morning versus delaying it for a couple hours has any differential effects on alertness. I think we're going to go with this lady. She also says that I think it's mostly a matter of personal preference. You know, each their own, I guess. Whatever makes you feel good. I mean, we're all just trying to bumble through our mornings together. So if you need coffee first thing, do it. If you need it a little later in the day, I say do it. Whatever makes you feel good and get you moving in the morning, right? Not all of us can just live on water like I do. Sometimes I wish it was a little bit stronger in my bottle. Just saying. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Clouds going to stick around today. We also have a chance for some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Temperature's going to stay in the mid-50s and then not so bad tomorrow with lots of sunshine. Sean Cable will tell you more about that in just a moment. Mike Ganger also joins us for a look at sports here on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Boys basketball tournament continues over the weekend. Back on Friday, the Baraboo Thunderbirds had their season come to an end with a 76-45 loss to Wauwatosa West. They continued their winning ways as the 3-seed upset number 2 Beaver Dam, 56-52. Beaver Dam got the 74-55 win over Portage the night before. That sets up a matchup between Pewaukee and Wauwatosa West coming up on Thursday. Stoughton, the 1 seed, and number 2 Mount Horta meeting on the other side of that bracket. Division 3 for Sectional 3, Lodi got a 52-40 win on Friday night and then fell to Platteville 80-66. Platteville will move on to face Wisconsin Dells. Chiefs were able to get an 83-32 win against Viroqua. They then followed that up with a 79-35 dominating victory over River Valley. Lake Mills and Lakeside Lutheran on the other side of that one. And again, that'll be played on Thursday. Get the full bracket and all the details by going to WIAWI.org. Girls basketball state tournament is set. In Division 2 for Sectional 2, it was Beaver Dam falling to Pewaukee 77-61. Milwaukee will now move on to face Notre Dame. Edgewood's heading to state after they were able to get wins over Edgerton and then follow that up with a victory against Waupun, 57-42. They'll meet Kettle Murray and Lutheran. Again, full bracket and details, WIAWI.org. Girls basketball state tournament will get started on Thursday at the Resch Center in Green Bay. And also a shout out to the Baraboo Thunderbird High School varsity bowling team. They're able to go on a run this state tournament weekend and come away with the Division II state crown. It'd be hard to believe, but today is when the first practices can start taking place for track and field. Softball practices will begin next week, girls soccer the week after that, as well as baseball, and then golf and tennis will follow on the 25th. Badger men's basketball team falls at home on Saturday, 91-83. They lose to Illinois, the number 13 team in the country. Badgers have just two regular season games left. On Thursday, they're going to be hosting Rutgers. Then they'll travel to Purdue to wrap up the regular season on Sunday. Bucks make it five straight back on Friday night with a 113-97 win over Chicago. Giannis dominated with 46 points and 16 boards for the game. He's back on the hardwood tonight. They're going to be hosting the LA Clippers. 7 o'clock is the tip-off for it. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with some showers, possibly even a thunderstorm later this afternoon into this evening. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain here later today through tonight. Our high 55, the wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 34. Tomorrow, we'll have sunshine with a high of 51. If you have issues with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193 is the number. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
99.7.
We hope that your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it, whether that means you're already at work, maybe you're on your way to work, maybe working from home today, just taking a day off, relaxing, or maybe you're listening online. We are so glad that you're here. From 1982, it's John Mellencamp now, Jack and Diane.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be, football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
got Jack and Diane. Two American kids doing best they can.
'90s and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, on a Monday, Fan, I feel like we need everything we can get to get through the day, right? A little celebration, never hurt anybody. I know it's a Monday, weekend time, so much better. But let's go through these calendar days, and hopefully this brightens things up a little bit. You can find something to, like, you know, think about that's not a Monday, or the email that's waiting you, or the work that needs to be done this week.
Anything I'm just painting that a rosy will distract you from it actually being a Monday.
Right. I'm painting a rosy picture for you on a Monday. This is called reality, people. Just reality. Taking a look at our list of calendar days. Fun facts about Names Day is today. This is where you literally look up your name and see if you can find any interesting facts about it. So there you go. I have not done my name. Sometimes I don't want to know these things because not all fun facts are created equal. And I love fun facts, so I don't want to be disappointed in case it's really, really lame. So I'm going to probably choose to skip that one. It's also Hug a GI Day today, which I love because we all know that our veterans, our soldiers, they're very, very important to us. So if you have one in your life, make sure you let them know how appreciated they are. Now, if you're just a complete stranger walking up and trying to tell them thank you for your service, I would recommend not hugging somebody you don't know.
Yeah,
but thanking them for their service is definitely, I definitely think they would appreciate that.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to have your boundaries, people. I know it's hard for some, but we got to have our boundaries. It's National Grammar Day today. Speaking of things that are hard for some people. I'm kidding. Although I have seen the way some of us text, and it is not pretty. It is not pretty. Yeah. And I am just as guilty, even though I was an English major and I love grammar. I truly have a sickness. I used to love to diagram sentences. Do you remember when you used to have to do that in like middle school English, where you have to find the noun and the verb and the adverb clause and all of this? I used to love to do that. I would sit there for hours painstakingly asking people to give me the hardest sentences they could. I'm a nerd that way, just so I could diagram the sentences because I love grammar that much.
So this is a big day for you.
It's a big day. It's a big day. I do love grammar. I've tried to teach my children to use grammar properly too. Some days it goes better than others. Those Gen Zers and all living in a texting world, but they do pretty darn good. And it's always funny when they have like something big they have to turn in, or you know, Max is getting ready to send stuff in for a job. He'll always call me and he'll be like, if I screen share with you right now, can you look through all of this, fix my grammar, fix everything, show me where I screwed it up, because he's like, I know it'll be done right. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that I know one thing in this world. One thing. That's it. I'm
You're
always
his
happy
managing
to
managing editor is what it seems
I am.
Like.
And yeah. I'm always happy to oblige because I do love grammar. So, yeah. And I joke about how we text, and I include myself in that category. I've seen my own text to friends and I'm like, this is appalling.
Well,
my English professors.
It's a whole different world. I mean, like even the old email days, you know?
Right?
I mean, that was
my English teachers
different.
would just hang their head and be sad and sorrowful.
Sadness.
And yeah, it would be awful. It's National Dance the Waltz Day today as well, if you want to go really old school, something classic. I think the waltz is beautiful. My grandparents did a lot of polka dancing, square dancing, and then they got into ballroom dancing when I was little, and I used to love to watch them. It was always fun.
It's definitely a way to class up the joint,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a lost art, kind of, is what it is.
Yeah.
Marching Music Day is also today. Speaking of music that's kind of a lost art, we're talking about all those amazing marching bands out in the world who are performing at games and things. So Marching Music Day, I love that. National Sons Day is also today. I don't know why this one's so far down on the list. I just go in order. But of course, if you have sons in your life, celebrating all that those boys bring your household.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. You have like quintuple blessings
There's
over
like
at your
one,
house, man.
Two. How many do we have again? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just have the two. I know what the blessings are there. You've got like quintuple the fun at the Finn household. Let's see. It is also Toy Soldier Day today. This is a day you pull out all the G.I. Joes. Remember early this morning we talked about all the collections that you've had over the years? Mm-hmm. Pull out your toy soldiers. G.I. Joes from long ago, people.
You know,
never know what you're going to find.
There probably are some around, I'm betting.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we've probably got a box of like that kind of stuff out in the garage somewhere. Some of that lost stuff that I thought was all gone from days gone by when they used to like like bury them in sandboxes, and G.I. Joe would rescue the little girl's Barbie from next door and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm sure I still have a few floating around in the garage.
I rarely hone in on this whole thing, but mothers, here's something you can do for your, at least your sons. And this is what I'm going to say. Don't throw away their old toys that they, you know, treasure so much.
Yeah.
Because you're just asking for a world of hurt later on.
Right? You can encourage them to go to eBay and scour so they find the one that you threw away. And then they're going to blame you.
Too much for it, yeah.
And then they're going to blame you. If you know, if you would have just kept my stuff, I wouldn't have to be doing this. Corey did it with his own parents, so I've seen it. And then there's a couple of food ones on the list. Today is National Pound Cake Day today. Well, I love pound cake. Put a little strawberry on the top. Now you get strawberry shortcake. Delicious. Yes. And then it's also National Snack Day today as well. So any kind of snack that you really want to eat. They've got donuts in this picture. I say go for it. Girl Scout cookies from earlier this hour. It all works. You can make it a snack today and make your Monday even better. Let me tell you. So definitely celebrate well. And of course, celebrate however you choose today. Just make it a good one. It's Monday after all. We got to get through it the best way we can. Taking a look at this forecast, not nearly as warm today. Still not bad though this week. We are talking highs in the 50s. I think we can live with that, especially for early March. What do they always say? March in like a lamb, out like a lion.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mother Nature and climate change are starting to affect that old saying as well.
Right. we don't need bad weather too much.
That's right. We all know that Mother Nature could really pull a fast one yet this time of year. We'll keep you updated on all the latest with the weather. Plus, we kick off a 50-minute music hour next here on Max FM.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Nine, seven.